Unit 12, Business and Economics. Reading 1. Internet Shopping. Have you ever bought anything online? Or have you ever gone window shopping on websites? If so, you're not alone. This is one of the fastest growing consumer habits in the world. Electronic commerce, or e-commerce, means buying products over the internet. Just a few years ago, people were not very familiar with internet technology. They were worried about making a purchase online. Of course, people were also worried about Y2K. Maybe you can remember the panic people felt. They thought the world's computers might stop working on January 1st, 2000. When no catastrophe occurred, people began to trust the internet. From 1999 to 2002, e-commerce grew by 29% annually. That's astonishing. Brick-and-mortar stores only saw sales grow by 4%. This is not only due to an increase in the number of people trusting the internet. It is also because more people have internet access. In 1997, less than 20% of Americans had internet access at home. In 2001, that number increased to more than 50%. As more people have gained online access, they have begun shopping online more often. In 2000, about 13% of Americans shopped online. That number jumped to 21% in 2001. The biggest portion of online sales is actually not to customers. Most online sales are B2B, business-to-business sales. The internet has created a convenient way for businesses to locate items they need and to get them at the best prices. In the past, most businesses bought their supplies locally. Now, businesses anywhere in the world can shop on the internet to find the best deals. For instance, a restaurant in a small town that wants to buy uniforms for its employees can compare items in New York, Chicago, and other cities. This often allows local businesses to choose from a wider variety of items at lower prices. With all of this competition, some people are afraid that small businesses will disappear. They think that superstores like Amazon.com will sell every product at the lowest prices, destroying small businesses. Whatever the future may hold, e-commerce has already contributed to price competition. Everyone knows about websites designed to compare prices, like BizRate.com or StoreRunner.com. Online stores are pressured to keep prices low. For example, books and music CDs have always been popular online purchases. A comparison of prices in 1998 and 1999 showed that these items were 9 to 15% cheaper than at brick-and-mortar stores, and prices have decreased since then. Online shopping is here to stay. If you are one of the few people who haven't tried it yet, you're likely to start shopping online eventually.